Well, I think there's a lot of momentum at the moment. With the fourth record enrollment this past fall, there's a lot of momentum and discussion about the future and what the future holds for the Brazos County operations in particular. There is a lot of discussion about expansion, locating in different areas, and all of those things are being looked at the moment and being planned for. There's some master planning that's underway that's looking years into the future to see what makes the most sense for our existing operations in Bryan and Brazos County, and where does it make the most sense to expand? And we're always at the forefront of looking at workforce training and workforce operations to see what are areas where we can supply future companies who may wish to come to our town here in the Brazos Valley a workforce. And so we are constantly monitoring who possibly could be coming to town, where our expansion opportunities are for training. And I think the future is pretty bright, both in Bryan and College Station and throughout the Brazos Valley in terms of growth. And we don't see any bottom to the number of students who are interested in attending Blinn, and enrollment growth certainly bears that out.
There was a lot of attention a few months ago when Dr. Holt talked about the potential expansion in Brazos County. Has it gone any farther than that?
There's some planning that continues to take place because it's one thing to say we've met capacity on the Bryan campus, and it's another thing to say, well, what do we do next? So what's being looked at all levels in the administration is, are we using our space that we have currently in the most efficient way possible? When are classrooms empty, if they are empty? What are some non-traditional alternatives, like, for example, distance learning that we could do? Are there classes that could be offered later in the evenings or on weekends that would give students an outlet, give them some option to go and get their education that they can't have right now because we've met capacity in other areas? But in terms of future expansion, I think that's still very much an open question in terms of where that could happen and what it would look like. There's some planning that's going on literally to this very day that is taking all of that into account, and I would expect some decisions to be made and started in along that process within the very near future. Weeks, probably, if not months, but I would expect weeks.
In other words, from a philosophical standpoint, the administration wants to fully use its current capacity from an infrastructure standpoint and simultaneously keep an eye out for future locations.
I think efficiency in these days of leaner budgets, I think efficiency is more important than it's ever been. And rather than it sounds very glamorous and glitzy to say, let's just build a new campus. But what we're also taking a look at, while we're very seriously considering the prospect of new campus locations, we're also looking with a pretty hard eye at, are we using all of our space in the most efficient way possible? Our campus currently is constrained by access points, how we get students on and off campus. So there's no doubt that we are going to have to look at space outside where we currently are. The question is where. But we want to look at all day, every day, how are our classes being used, and are we using them in the best, most efficient way possible?
Well, and one example of that taking place is the cooperation that Blinn has with A&M and the Health Science Center.
Absolutely. Co-locating that space, that will free up. We're moving about 550 students out that direction. And so, and we, as I mentioned, need to double our nursing output by 2013, according to the mandate. So while enrollment will continue to grow, we will clear some space out in the H building, the health building here on campus. But I can assure you, eyeballs are already on that space, and the requests for proposals have already been flying in to the provost's office for ideas of how to use and fill that current space on campus.
Great problem to have.
Absolutely.